Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD and iHeart, the radio podcast or the podcast that gives you the latest medical news, but much more importantly, what it means to you. Story one, more vegetables, less arterial plaque, and wider arteries in senior women. What do we mean by more vegetables? We'll tell you in a few seconds. Marijuana use is tied to doubling of fatal car crashes on 420. Why 420? After 420 p.m. That's a problem. And marijuana and car crashes are a problem. But even more importantly, there's three now deaths due to synthetic marijuana and bleeding, as though someone doesn't know what they're doing in producing the synthetic marijuana. Washington, D.C. and Illinois are the two states, but more than 100 cases of bleeding related to this across the eastern United States. Get the real stuff. Get it from legitimate dealers in real stores. Don't risk over-the-counter, if you will, backdoor marijuana. It's not worth your life. We'll come back to that. Weight loss surgery is tied to a doubling in divorces and a doubling of new marriages. Well, the woman starts to look great. Her husband doesn't regard her as such anymore. And big problem. And in spite of California coffee shops being forced to warn about the possible cancer-causing chemical, coffee is still what I drink, and it protects from cancer, increases longevity, decreases Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, decreases type 2 diabetes. Choose the light roast. Darker roasts have more of this possible chemical, cancer-causing chemical in them, but it still is at a very low level. A bagel has more. Timing of stress hormone pulses controls weight gain. What do we mean by that? Well, we've learned why stress causes weight gain and what you can do about it, especially for just a few hours a day. It's really important. This is breakthrough science that's just reported this week. And older Americans are hooked on vitamins. 68% of us over the age of 65 take them. That's a great thing, because taking them for 20 years decreases your risk of cancer, decreases your risk of heart disease, makes you younger, probably other things like dementia. It does as well. Those are the top news stories on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now let's get into depth on them and what they mean to you, and a few more stories too, like, if you will, sleep deficiency increases the risk of a motor vehicle crash, if you didn't know that. But the problem is, most of us who have sleep deficiency don't believe we have a sleep deficiency enough to cause a motor vehicle crash, but we do. Here's the marijuana use. Marijuana use, 12% increase in fatal car crashes on 420 compared to any other Tuesday that month. That was last year, obviously, on 420, compared to any other Tuesday of the year. That's right. 420, that is, you used to say, I'm friendly to 420, and people could bring it over. That's why the marijuana got known back in the 60s. It was 420. Not that you had to use it, but you could say, I'm friendly to it and wouldn't object to it at your party, and people would bring it over. So 420 at 420 p.m., before 4:20 p.m. on 4:20, no change in car crashes. Afterwards, 12% increase in fatal car crashes. Don't drive when high. You just aren't safe. The next story is on, and by the way, there's another problem with, in the Netherlands, they have more interventions, no increase in the same problem because of sobriety checkpoints. And in fact, the roads in the Netherlands are now much safer because people know not to drive after smoking or eating marijuana products. the synthetic marijuana. So you want edibles from a reasonable stores, the way I would say, if you're going to use marijuana, be over 25 when you use them. That is, don't start if you're a guy under 25 or a woman under 22. If you want to use them, feel free, but do it reasonably, just like you would alcohol. And the important object is, in fact, get it from a reliable dealer. There are three deaths now due to people bleeding out. They think rat poison was the start of it or got contaminated into the marijuana, because rat poison is a coumarin derivative. That is, it makes you bleed and decreases your ability to clot. There are over 110 cases now of bleeding problems from synthetic marijuana. Three deaths, two in Illinois, one in D.C. Don't do it. Get the good stuff. If you're going to get it legitimately. Older Americans on hooked on vitamins, 68%. They want a half of a multivitamin in the morning, half in the evening. We've gone over this multiple times. Prior to 2012, or even in 2012, the data was released from 10 years of randomized studies, no benefit. 20-year data released last year, same authors, Harvard, Iowa, and Nurses' Health Study, a huge benefit, 18% decrease in cancer rates in men, probably the same in women, 25% decrease in cardiovascular deaths, and this is in people who are already fit and already eating a good diet, so probably a bigger benefit than the rest of us. Thank God 68% of us are addicted to it. Please stay addicted to it if you're in that age group. Next story is on, if you will, do I think, by the way, that there are a Fab 8 plus 2 plus 1? Yep, there are 8 supplements that have been shown better to, in fact, have a overwhelming benefit in at least 4 studies in humans rather than a risk. And one of those is, in fact, the multivitamin. Another is, in fact, vitamin D and D2, D3. Another is DHA. But let's go to a different story. We'll come back to that someday on an evergreen segment, meaning we'll come back to it someday and we can do that forever. Giving babies antibiotics or antacids doubles allergy risk or asthma risk. This is an interesting story. So if your baby prior to age 2 years gets a antacid or an antibiotic for legitimate reasons, their risk of asthma for the next 5 years and their risk of a allergy to some food such as nuts actually doubles. It's pretty impressive how increase that risk is, if you will. So I think there is a big problem with this, because so many antacids are dealt with and dealt out. So the point is, if you need to do it, don't try and not do it, and be watchful to give the minimum amounts and talk to doctor about alternatives to antibiotics or to antacids. The next story is on easy ways to improve your posture, this is a easy way. What's the easy way? It is we all have, by the way, what we call technic. We're looking down at computers, we're looking down at our cell phones. The easy way to improve your posture is to do back strengthening exercises, and then when you walk in smooth areas, so make sure you're walking in an area where you don't have to look down because of uneven pavement. When you're walking in a smooth area, look straight ahead rather than looking down. So many of us look down because we've already got tech neck, if you will. So the message is, look straight ahead. Do bent over back rows or back row exercises. Those are things that are excellent for you and will allow you to, if you will, have no problems in improving your posture. Focus on looking at yourself and standing up straight. And the other thing I like to say is do 40 jumps, 20 in the morning, 20 in the evening. Those jumps are key to strengthening your spinal bones, strengthening your discs, and lengthening your discs. It's like you shock them and they get stronger. That's what you want. But posture is important in our overall way and how we will be when the longevity revolution takes over. CDC finds nightmare bacteria in, if you will. The point of that is that the bacteria across the United States are, if you will, getting more drug resistant. And that's a problem. So what you need to do is be very careful. And if you're in a hospital, make sure that you, if you get one of these, make sure you use physical means such as ultraviolet light and washing your hands frequently. But make sure you do that all the time and be very careful of what you do. The next story is on the reasons boot camps workouts are so good for you. The reason they're so good for you is you get all three things. You get cardio, you get strength building, you get general exercise, and if you're in the right boot camp, you get jumping, all four things which are good for you in physical activity. We're going to go to now the next story is vegetables and arterial health. This is a interesting story. Elderly women who eat more vegetables are, was a study of 954 women aged 70 and older. They used intravascular ultrasound, placed inside the artery to look at the thickness of the walls of the carotid artery. And what they found was with three servings of vegetable, the maximum artery thickness was about 10 years younger. What did they mean by the three vegetables? Well, in fact, it was the best vegetables, about a third of an ounce was consumption of cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage. A 0.8% lower arterial average wall thickness per year per serving, as opposed to a 0.6% thicker. So what does this mean? It means that three servings, that's just an ounce of cruciferous vegetables, make you about 4 years younger. Your arteries about 4 years younger. You have nine, if you have 3 ounces a day, that's the equivalent of nine of the cruciferous vegetables, 3 ounces a day, and you're about 10 years younger are your arteries. What could be better than that? The next study is on, well, what we ought to do is how important is that artery? It is just absolutely key. One of the weird things is a California coffee shop has said that they, the judge ruled in the in about California coffee shops that they have to call their coffee, they have to label it as potentially carcinogenic. Why? Because it's got acrylamide. Acrylamide is with dark roasting. It's more with dark roasting than light roasting, but it's with cooking with high temperatures. So you get it with bagel. You get it when you have toast. You get it when you have, if you will, any, if you will, high heat roasting of something that is able to have a crust on it. This is what I would call stupid judge. He needs to go back. Now, he's not a stupid judge. He's a judge who made a stupid ruling because he doesn't understand science. He needs to go back and look at the epidemiology. The epidemiology is coffee actually decreases the risk of nine cancers, even dark roast. We don't even know that acrylamide is really that dangerous. So message is, this is a little not, how do I call it, not smart science. He needs to go back to his biology class. Coffee, the more you drink, as long as you're a fast metabolizer, don't get headaches, don't get abnormal heartbeats, don't get gastric upset, don't get anxiety with coffee, then the more you drink, the lower your risk of 9 cancers, including breast and liver cancer, brain cancer, kidney cancer, probably prostate cancer. We don't know that one for sure, but 9 cancers. And the more you drink, the safer you are from those cancers, the lower your risk of type 2 diabetes, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Let's teach that judge some science. I'll be happy to do one-on-one sessions with him if anyone knows that judge. Weight loss surgery. If you have weight loss surgery and you lose weight, you have about, it turns out, 10 years later, instead of 19% of the people being divorced, 40% were being divorced. And of the people who, instead of 10% getting new marriages, 21% got new marriages. So weight loss surgery, if you're single, seems like a good deal to get a new marriage. If you're married, you better check it out with your spouse, because apparently there's a lot of spousal disruption when you lose weight and maybe the other person doesn't. Going broke in midlife, tied to increased risk of premature death. But it is the most group with premature death is those who are poor throughout life. The next study is one on sleep deficiency. It doubled the risk of motor vehicle crashes, and it is most sleep-deprived individuals don't perceive themselves as being excessively sleepy or impaired when they drive, but you are. To help reduce crashes, use one of those sleep, I use the sleep score device, but you can use a sleep device and works wonderfully to tell you how you're doing sleep. I'm going to end with a very important study that is one on why we gain weight when we're stressed. It turns out that if you're stressed in the morning, that's a normal time to be stressed when you wake up, when your cortisol level is high. And if that's the only time you're stressed and you meditated it away and you meditate at night, no problem with weight gain. But if you don't or are stressed in the evening, that's an abnormal time to have a pulse of cortisol. That releases another hormone, which releases a third hormone. These are newly discovered hormones, which causes you to eat and to causes you to not metabolize as much, to cause you to have more fat cells. So what's happening? It is your precursor fat cells turn into more fat cells and let you store more blood. So what's really happening is you're creating, by being stressed in the evening, a additional new fat cells which store fat, and that's why you gain weight and have more trouble losing it when you're stressed in the evening. It's also when we eat more to satisfy that stress. So major thing, only eat while the sun is out. And the second thing is meditate morning and night. And those are the really important stories that we went over. Stay with your multivitamin half in the morning, half in the evening. Learn to meditate morning and night. Do, in fact, have more vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, etc., especially for widening your arteries. And if you're going to get marijuana, make sure you get it from a legitimate dealer. Those are the top news stories of the week and what you should do about them. And this has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thank you for downloading us. Do listen to the B version. We have a great guest coming up, and I'll be listening too, because he gave us a great interview. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with a new What's New in Medicine and What It Means to You. And maybe we'll talk about the difference between aging slower and getting to be half the age you are with induced tissue regeneration. Coming soon, the longevity revolution. We'll talk about that next week. Thanks again.